It's Neil and Jim. And Neil, we have a guest in studio here today, so that means we get to do...
What's the deal, Neil?
What is the deal?
Well, today, Melissa Zuniga is in studio with us, and we officially met, I guess, for the first time today, but through social media, we've seen what you've been doing, and social media, it's kind of a necessary evil for me, but with where I work and what we do, it's a good way to find out about different things. And I saw you post something about a shelter, and it really caught my eye and it caught my attention. And because of the problem that we have, and especially there are a lot of homeless vets. And so I wanted to dig in and find out a little bit more. And you and I have emailed back and forth, and we decided to have you in and talk about that idea and some other things. Because before we get to the shelter, you get kind of an interesting backstory. You've been in real estate, I guess, predominantly for how many years now, Melissa?
19 years.
19 years, all here in the metro area?
Yep, all here.
And you're a Minnesota girl?
Yes, I am, but I'm a Packer fan. Throw that out there.
Well, you didn't have to throw it out there quite so early. Did you hear all the radios that just shut off?
Yeah.
Now? What are you thinking?
Boo.
No, we allow Packer fans here, but especially when they're going to do some good things in the community, and you are doing that. So real estate has been good, but you're also a bit of an entrepreneur, which is going to lead you eventually to this shelter idea that you've had. But let's talk about the project you're working on right now called Lumalit.
Correct. Okay. So we all have a problem that's very well known. You walk up to your light switches and don't know where they go. So everybody just does the little flip on and off until you get the right one.
Right.
So our switches are going to actually tell you which switch they control. So you'll know when you walk up to the panel, it'll tell you where it goes and it lights up and it's all that fun jazz.
I rented a cabin up north last week, and there were two different panels of light switches, and they were either five or six switches.
Yes.
Didn't have a clue.
Nope.
You're exactly right. I kept flipping. Okay, one of these has to be the outdoor light. I don't know which one. So you have, in essence, created something that is really cool. I mean, it's... you've got a whole bunch of different ideas.
Yes.
And this is close to coming to fruition here. It sounds like the product is being made right now, right?
Yep. So we are working on developing six different switches, and two of those switches will be available this fall. We are working with Target to possibly get into 1,880 stores of them nationwide for them.
How cool is that?
Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff coming, that's for sure. You won't have to walk up and see those homemade labels anymore.
And you've been, this has been a labor of love, but you've been at it now for a while.
Four years.
4 years to get this all together.
Yep. I was sitting on a couch one day, 4 years ago, someone walked in the room and just started flipping all the light switches, and there it went, right off in my head. Oh my God!
That's sometimes, you never know when a great idea is going to hit.
Yeah, and I just ran with it.
That's what I was going to say, but then you had enough fortitude to run with it and turn it into something that is really cool. Is your website up and running where people can see the product yet?
So my website was up and running, but we are in development right now. We are redesigning the whole thing because we do have new products and we kind of took a turn on things for the better.
Okay.
So we have a lot more fun stuff coming. So we are planning on launching that right before our product is for sale as well, which will be the fall.
And can you tell us how that is spelled?
L-U-E. M-E-L-I-T, and
Lumalit.
There's meaning behind it. So L-U-E in the Urban Dictionary means universe and whole. So that's God. That was my way of putting God into the equation. And then M-E-L is Melissa, abbreviation for Melissa, and then L-I-T because the light switch is lit.
Very nice.
So it's... Yeah.
There is a story. That's great. All right. Look at all we're learning here today, Jim.
It's tremendous.
It is tremendous. All right, so we tell that story to get to the next story, and this is another idea, because I think at your core you are an entrepreneur. You and you're always looking for something, and you told me, I may not be able to change the world, but you can change some of it. And
yes.
I think that's something we all could, take to heart.
Yes.
And you have a big heart, evidently, because you have an idea and you're hoping with some success with Lumalit that maybe in the near future there's a homeless shelter, but it's a homeless shelter with more meaning almost.
Much different, yes. Yeah. I mean, I always knew there was something bigger. You know, real estate is amazing. I love that. Lumalit is going to be amazing. I know that. But this is something that is bigger. Right now, the way things are set up, it's a dead end. You go and you stand in line and you sleep at the shelter and you wake up and you repeat. You may or may not get in the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to develop a shelter that you apply to get into the program and you're there. And while you're there, you're going to learn a trade. And after you're done with the program, you'll transition into housing that will also be affiliated with Lumalit and through that. So all of that funding will help these programs launch. You'll stay in the housing for 12 months. We'll report it to the credit bureaus. You'll start developing a new life. You'll have credit. You'll have meaning. You'll feel like there's a purpose for you. And when you get out of that program, you don't need to do anything. You're ready for whatever you want to do.
Right.
I mean, right now you can't even apply for a job if you don't have an address.
Right.
So this is going to be great.
This is quite a project,
mm-hmm.
but I've never heard of, I mean, I know there are different rehab centers and where people who are in trouble, but this is strictly a way for somebody that doesn't maybe have hope.
Yes.
To maybe have some hope.
Exactly. And just like I said, I mean, go get a job. People say, well, I don't have an address.
Right. Hard to get a job.
It is. And I just feel like, hey, if I can get patents around the world and develop a brand new light switch, I can do this.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do.
All right. Well, I love the idea, love the concept.
Thank you.
And I don't doubt that you're going to do it. And
you can have me back.
Yeah,
I can say, hey, you want to tour the shelter?
Absolutely.
There's many times, and with the light switch thing, there are many times I come in here in the morning, I have no clue. We have two of them here, and actually three. I get lost, so maybe we'll have to install some.
Yeah, we'll
some
get
switches,
you set up.
I think lights. So. I think so. We're not that sharp, so please, all the help we can get. But it's been quite a ride. It's been quite a getting to know you and hearing your story and where you've been and where you're going is pretty exciting. So,
thank you.
We're glad you came in for a few minutes today, and we wish you the very best. And we will continue to follow and talk about the developments and where it all goes. All right?
Fantastic. I appreciate the support. Thanks so much.
Melissa Zuniga here, Jim, to talk about, several things, but that homeless shelter is going to be a game changer, I think.